This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to ceoshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Henry Schuck. How are you, Henry?
I'm doing good, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And anyone, as a CEO who's interested in growing the revenue, in growing your business, this is the interview to listen to this week. So, Henry, you're the co-founder and CEO of Discover.org, and it is the fastest growing business intelligence company in America. Talk about what the company does.
Sure. So what we do today is we provide our customers, over 15,000 companies across the world, with really deep intelligence on who their customers are, who their prospects are, who their buyers are at those companies, what sort of initiatives they're spending money on. And what that allows companies to do is really go to market in a much more digital way than they ever have before. So imagine I'm selling an information security product. I know every company in the world who could potentially buy that product. I know the buyers at those companies who would purchase my product. I have their phone numbers, their email addresses, their social media profiles. And then I know at the company level how big that company is, how much they're growing. I know what projects and initiatives they're spending money on, what they're interested in. And so every time I pick up the phone or send an email or craft a territory, I know how to get the right message to the right person at the right time.
So let's talk about that. How do you actually get the right message? Because I could say I've seen all sorts of information companies, and a lot of times things are spotty. But your accuracy is like in a very high 90%.
Yes.
What's the process? What's your secret sauce of doing that?
So the secret sauce is actually most companies who try to gather data on businesses go at it one way. They say, look, I want to build software to go out and crawl the internet and pull data together, and then whatever the software puts together, I'm going to put in front of my customers. And the problem with that is when you're a sales rep or a marketing organization at a company, you can't rely on just software collected data. There needs to be some sort of quality assurance mechanism to cleanse that data and make sure that when we say the company's 1,000 employees, it is in fact 1,000 employees, because you're going to spend money marketing to that company. You're going to give that to salespeople to call into. You're going to build it into a territory. And so what we've done is around the technology, we've put humans into the loop. And so as data comes in, a human researcher verifies that information, feeds it back into the system, and the system's constantly learning. And so we've taken sort of as far as you can go with technology and then layered in a human element to go the last 5 yards.
And why is that important to CEOs?
Well, for CEOs who are trying to grow their businesses, understanding who your target audience is, who the target market is, having a firm understanding of who those companies are, and then knowing which ones are in market right now for your particular product or service, and then knowing who's making that buying decision at the company for your product and service, is the absolute holy grail for any sales or marketing organization.
And I think you take that a lot further, because you also have all of these elements of how you sell, the people, how you measure, how you get the testimonials, the ROI, and you're smiling, but you have a whole system for that. And later on we'll talk about how you grew this company from really, like, I guess, 2 people to 1,000 people and over $315 million a year in revenue in just 10 years, which is pretty remarkable. But for now, what's a case study of a company that you've worked with that you've done a lot of stuff with? And I know you're working with a lot of the major companies.
Sure. One that jumps to mind, there's a company called Mendex, which is an information technology company. And what they had were a lot of leads coming in to their website. So lots of people filled out forms, and then those forms went into their marketing automation system, and then they would filter down to their salespeople. what was happening was they had so much noise coming into the top of the funnel that their sales reps were wasting a lot of time on leads that weren't converting into real sales. So what they were able to do is, at the point of which somebody filled out a form, we would append information about the company, about the person, about the industry, about the growth rate of that company, about what technologies they're currently using. And what Mendex was able to do was look through the attributes of a company coming through their website and say, oh, look, when a company has over 100 employees and uses Salesforce as a CRM tool and is in these three industries, they're much more likely to convert for our sales reps than those that don't have these same attributes. And so from now on, we're going to make sure that all of the leads that look like this immediately go to a sales rep, and all of the second tier leads go through a nurturing process to get them more qualified.
That's brilliant. So what you're doing is you're helping them with a wholesale strategy. You're not just giving them the correct information, but I wasn't aware that you could do that. So you could tell them which leads are going to be more valuable.
It's the attributes that are really valuable in the entire sort of scheme of the data. It's when everything's not normalized, right? I come into a website, I fill out a form. Sometimes I say Discover Org. Sometimes I say Discover Org LLC. Sometimes I put CEO. Sometimes I put co-founder. Sometimes it doesn't ask me how big the company is. It definitely doesn't ask me what technologies we currently use. But when you get sort of a full picture of every company, you know what technologies they use, how big they are, how fast they're growing, how many salespeople they have, you're able to look at all those attributes and then really realize, oh, my perfect buyer looks like this. And so let's never miss an opportunity to talk to this type of buyer.
But how about if they do something like they're best in companies who are going to go through an acquisition or something? Could you help them with that?
Well, they're best at companies that are about to go through an acquisition. That's a little tricky, but what we can do is say, this company is growing this fast. It just hired a CFO.
So that's actually a leading, so you could get the leading indicators.
That's right.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We are here today with Henry Schuck, who is the co-founder and CEO of Discover Org, which is the fastest growing business information company in America, from 2 up to 1,000 people, over $315 million in revenue. But really what it is a unique sales strategy that helps people. And I'm a believer in cold calling, because that's the only way you really create your own destiny. So talk about what the whole process is, though, and how you use it at Discover Org.
Sure.
Because you've all different titles. You've turned sales into a science, probably like no one I ever remember meeting.
Yeah, that's been really, Discover Org is this great data company, but another really big asset of the business is right underneath the data company is this really optimized go-to-market engine. And we generate inbound interest. We also go outbound. And so we have different web properties that people come to when they're looking for certain information, or if they're searching for certain people that they sell to, they can fill out a form and we'll send them sort of free data on something that they're looking for. In that process, the lead comes in. We append it with all of that information that we just talked about, and then we know which leads are the most likely to convert and which leads aren't. Those leads that come in through our form go to a specific set of what we call inbound reps. And so if someone fills out a form, specific people talk to them. And then on the other side of the world, what we've done is sort of identified the universe of the most likely companies to be Discover Org customers. And then we have a specific outbound team that goes out specifically to companies and people at those companies that would be buyers of our product. And then we also have a team that sits in the middle that we call a SWAT team. That team only looks at prospects who filled out a form, didn't convert, but have come back to the website or have shown some more interest in our products and services on our digital assets. And then they're calling into those people specifically as well.
So what type of dashboard do you use to measure this? Because it is like a science.
It is. So we look at literally every single point of conversion. So how many leads did we get in? How many of those leads were good leads, medium leads, bad leads? Of those leads, how many converted? How many converted in each funnel? How many calls did we make each day? How many calls did each rep make? How many demos did they set from those calls? How many of those demos actually completed to completed demos? And how many of those turned into opportunities? And how many of those opportunities actually closed one?
That is exciting. So we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear the story of how do you come up with a company. And when you're just a lawyer, you know, you don't know where you're going, and all of a sudden, you turn a company from 2 people to 1,000 people and an industry leader. And we're going to hear the story of how you do that. Back in a few.
Shows are available uncut, commercial-free at ceoshow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740.
800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Henry Schuck. And Henry is the co-founder and CEO of Discover.org, which is the fastest-growing business information company in America. And I would not be surprised if you became the complete leader in this, because you're offering something innovative that no one else has ever created. So let's go back, like, it's just like 2007. You're like, you know, a young lawyer and everything, and how do you come up with this whole idea?
So this will be less exciting than you might think. But actually, if we go back six more years, in 2001, I was in college at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and I was leaving the dorms. I had no money. I took the first job that I could find. That job was at a small information company called iProfile, based in Henderson, Nevada. I went to work as a 19-year-old learning how to compile information and also sell it on a subscription basis, which was pretty new for 2001 and was pretty innovative at the time. We were selling annual subscriptions to a database of information. And so I got exposed to this software as a service industry at an incredibly young age. I worked there from 2001 to 2006 and decided I was going to go to law school and be a lawyer. Went to law school, and a year in, a friend of mine that I had worked with at iProfile called me and said, hey, I'd love to start a company that's kind of like iProfile, but not exactly, and doesn't compete with them. And we started it up in 2007. I sort of, at that point,
out of your room, right?
Out of my law school bedroom, yes. And we grew it organically. We put $50,000 on our credit card, $25,000 on mine, $25,000 on his. I moved all my law school classes to the evening, and we just started building the business. And we did two things. One, we spent half of the day building the product, and the other half of the day building a marketing plan to go sell the product.
That's remarkable. So what made you say, I'm just going to take this leap of faith?
I think I knew how to grow the business because of my time at iProfile. I knew how to grow a business from virtually nothing to close to $5 million in annual sales. Because I had seen.
And what is the secret of that?
The secret of that is digital marketing. It's pretty simple. Know who your the companies who would buy your product and service are. And then know the people at that company who are buyers of your product and service.
So it all goes back to your core philosophy of get the right people, reach them, and then know who's most likely.
That's
which
right.
Is the core, even as you get way bigger, it's the same fundamentals.
Same thing, just bigger. As you get bigger, and what Discover.org has been able to do as it's grown is build a platform where you can scale that process.
Right.
Where you can find thousands of companies that fit your ideal customer profile and hundreds of thousands of buyers who fit that ideal customer profile, and then build programs around those people.
Okay, so now you had dramatic growth because you obviously had an innovative product no one else had. People need the accuracy. Then 2014, we fast forward, and you get an investor like Carlyle.
Yeah, well, in 2014, we brought in TA Associates. Mm-hmm. They were our first institutional investor and sort of like took the chains off of our growth. They said, here's capital to grow the business. We see this huge market opportunity. Let's make some acquisitions. Let's put in a management team who can take you to the next level. And they believed in the market. They believed in me. And we came in and we actually bought iProfile in 2015.
That must have been cool.
It was interesting. It was my birthday in 2015 when
wow.
we made that acquisition, which was really interesting, fun, full circle of that company. And then And then we went out and we bought another competitor in 2017 called Ranking, who was operating in a similar space. Then in 2018, we brought Carlyle on. The Carlyle Group became an investor in March.
Got it.
And they saw the same thing. There's this huge market opportunity. Every business is pivoting to go to market in a digital way. And when they do that, they must have the data to go to market. And nobody's doing that, right? Salesforce and CRM tools have been around now for a dozen years, and companies have lived in their CRM systems for a dozen years, and they've done virtually nothing to cleanse that data.
I got to jump because it's two things. It's number one, the data, but it's two, your whole process of all the steps. You're the only one I've ever seen who's turned it into a science. So how about acquisitions? You've done numerous acquisitions to grow so quickly. What advice, what have you learned about an effective acquisition, from culture to how you make it happen and make the business continue to grow? Because you're in a trajectory now.
Yeah, I think culture is probably the most important thing during an acquisition. Getting culture right, knowing how to bring the teams together, that is a hard thing to do. And making sure that you're visible amongst both companies. Essentially, what happened at RainKing and what happened at ZoomInfo is you took two companies that had historically competed together and said, hey, now we're one company. Let's all move forward together as one company. And that's pretty hard to do when you've spent the last 10 years of your existence beating each other up in the market. And so it takes a lot of sort of bringing people together to show them the big vision of why these two companies together were better than they were apart. And then there's a whole layer of integration work that has to happen. You know, how do we make sure we're not stepping on each other's toes in existing opportunities? How do we take away the piece of the business that was stealing business from one another? How do we put together two products that are unique to build something where 1 + 1 = 5? But there's all of these underlying steps. But at the top layer, as a CEO, I realize the most important thing I could do is pull these two cultures together and make sure that people at both companies see what we're marching to and that it's much bigger than what we were doing individually.
The website, if someone wants to go to discover.org.
You go to discover.org.com.
There you go. So, quickly, like, you're a lawyer. Now, I remember when I interviewed David Stern, Commissioner of Basketball, the NBA. He told me, I've never really used the law part, but it's changed the way I've thought. You are the visionary of this entire growing industry. How has your JD and your training changed your thinking?
It has definitely changed the way I think. I think in a much more logical way, and I look for data to support sort of my perspective on things or not support my perspective on things. But then also, we live in a world today where digital rights and digital privacy are important things. And customers, people, don't see borrowing a password and borrowing a username the same way as they see stealing a carton of milk out of the grocery store. And it is the same. We just haven't made that shift to realizing that when someone at another company shares a username or password with me and I get access to a database that I shouldn't have access to or I haven't paid for, that is stealing. And so building a framework around protecting our customers, protecting our data, the legal sort of framework has been really valuable there.
You've 1 minute left. Let's talk about Grace. You're a 3-year-old. What lessons have you learned about business from Grace?
What lessons have I learned about
business? I see. How's that for curveball? You had everything in business down to a science.
Grace has taught me that people matter. And taking care of your people and making sure that they're comfortable so that they can take care of their kids and that they can have sort of life outside of work is important. Much more important than I gave it credit for before I had Grace.
And there you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO Show, Henry.
Thank you for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
Go. There's always something to my Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Victor Cho. How are you, Victor?
Excellent. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And Victor is the CEO of Evite. Now, you probably see Evite all around the web, and it's unbelievable. There's like 100 million people within a year will use Evite.
That's right. We'll send out 20, in the hour that we're in this room, if we're in this room for an hour, we'll send out 25,000 invitations.
We're going to talk more about that, but let's first start off talking about what the Evite model is. Later on, we'll talk about the transformation of the company, and then we'll also talk about Evite Pro, which is a new B2B type model. So just talk about what Evite is.
Wonderful. So hopefully many of you listening have received an Evite in your lifetime. We've sent out, we're going to get close to 3 billion invitations over the course of our 20-year history at this stage. So most folks have received one. As Robert mentioned, we reach a quarter to a third of the U.S. population. The Evite you probably know is an online invitation experience. So if you're throwing a party and you need to organize a number of guests, get an account for RSVP, Evite is the de facto tool that you use. We have dominant market share in that space. What's more exciting is we're becoming much more than that, and I can't wait to talk about where we're taking the business.
Let's just go into a few things before that, which is how does it actually work? Do you do the creative? Someone wants to be involved, and you're not charging them money, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But so many users, so you can make a ton off the ad.
That's right. So let's say you decided tomorrow that you wanted to throw a reunion with your college buddies. You would go into Evite, and you would look at an inventory, we call it the gallery, of over 4,000 pre-designed templates. So you would literally type in, ooh, bachelor party or reunion, and we would give you a slew of options. There would be designs that had been pre-designed by our designers. There would be open templates where you could upload your own photo. So pretty much whatever you wanted to do, you could. There would be animated designs, which is something we just added last year, which is super fun, with lots of animation and kind of visual excitement. So you would pick your design, you would pick the venue, the date, you'd put those details into the tool, and then you would add your guests. So you'd say, hey, here's the 15 gentlemen that I'd like to invite. You would enter either their email or text number, a telephone number, cell phone number, and our system would send out the invitations to those individuals. They would get the invite. They would tell you, yes, I'm coming, no, I'm not coming. They might ignore you if they're not good friends of yours. And then that's kind of the core invitation experience. After that, you then use the tool to share photos. You can comment and organize throughout the experience. You can go back and relive that event after the fact. We can go back and look at the photos that have been uploaded. So it's really a invitation, in-event, and post-event experience all rolled into one.
And no one else in the world really does this. You're the only people who have this.
I wish we were the only ones. We are the biggest in our space. So there are definitely invitation experiences in different circles. So the biggest one, other than us, would be Facebook events. So Facebook has embedded within their experience an event platform. They tend to be more outward focused on more open events, like, hey, I'm throwing a block party, please show up. If your kid's having a birthday party, you really want the precision of an Evite, because being around for 20 years, our emails get through the email systems. When people get it, it's not noise. It's like, oh, I've actually been invited to something important, versus something like Facebook, where if you talk to those customers, most people don't even know what they've been invited to on Facebook half the time.
So now you're talking about, that's the model, mm-hmm. but now you're about to move forward in a big way with a new model. You already are super established, the largest in the space, 100 million people, say, mm-hmm. in any given year. So we have something really good that
yes.
customers love.
Yes.
It's just the whole infrastructure, the disruptors are messing us up. So we need to... need to innovate. So what did you do?
That's exactly right. So the first 2 years, I wish it was some magic innovation formula, but it's not. It's actually very simple at the end of the day. I come from a world training at Intuit, where customer centricity is the key to business success. And literally for the first 2 years, we did nothing more than fix all of the things that the customers said were broken. And they weren't super sexy things. There were things like, oh, your mobile app doesn't work. It's like, yeah, that kind of needs to get fixed. And that's going to take a while to build. And there were literally, I think, probably 200 or 300 things that we ended up fixing. And that, literally, that it sounds simple. It was hard work. We had to bring in the right team to do that. It took, again, 2 years of hard work. But that stabilized the user curve on a social business that was in decline, and you know, I was racking my brain. There are not many social systems when the flywheel turns negative. I can't actually think of another big one that hasn't failed, right? If you think of a MySpace or a Friendster, like when the flywheel is positive and you get the Facebook effect, you're growing, it's wonderful. When it goes negative, it's a, I was going to use a swear word, it's bad. It's a very bad thing. So yeah, the fact that we stabilized after 2 years was a great win for the team.
And so then you transitioned and you said, you know, now that you've got the business growing, well, we really have a huge opportunity and we're going to move into B2C.
That's exactly right. We had kind of what I provided in terms of the three-year timeline for the team was stabilize the user base, phase one, which we did, check. Stage two was now grow the user base, right? Being stable isn't sufficient. So we actually then spent a couple of years in an innovation cycle just trying new things around what can take this massive user base into growth, which is hard when you're big, right? When you're already reaching 100 million users, you know, even small fractional changes in growth are like adding your next biggest competitor.
So how do you go about innovation with something when you've that many users?
It's an iterative cycle. It's literally a customer-driven engine where we identify what are the biggest pain points that the users have.
And you have huge data, so that's an enormous advantage.
It is, yeah. We look at data and usage patterns, but more importantly, we really look at the life cycle of the customer. So we'll track them through the entire party experience and understand, like, what, yeah, there's something called journey mapping, which is a common customer experience methodology. It's like, yeah, where do you have emotional pain in your arc? So a great example of this, there was a ton of emotional pain in the users, clear pain, and if anyone's throwing a party, they know this, between the moment where you send the invitation and the moment of the party. So you literally click the button, like, all right, I'm inviting people to a party, and then you freak out. Because you think, right, oh my God, who's going to show up? I need all this stuff. And then you go into this crazy communication swarm where it's kind of chaos. And we saw that as just one tactical example. We said, oh, we can help solve that. We solved that via adding a feature, which is a closed messaging system with an Evite. So now you can do a lot of that organization. We call it Evite Messages. You can do all of that organization within our ecosystem and not have to go spawn off to a bunch of different areas.
And when you have Evite Pro, what's your real vision of where this could go? Because it seems to me almost every major organization, they have sales events. They have all sorts of events.
Yeah, no. That, so there we did on the professional side, ran the same process, which is, hey, we have these users that are using our business product offering. That's really kind of interesting. Do they have pain points? Yeah, clearly they have pain points. Our guest lists are too small. They can't do customization. So we fix that, and then we also size the market. And yeah, no, I totally agree. There's probably a multi $100 million market out there around this space that nobody is in, and we are the natural brand to own it, and we already have the platform that serves it. So it was, it was a super easy decision. Like, yes, we should. Customers have a pain point. We have the brand. We have the user footprint to reach them.
So how are you going to manage this now that you're just launching? Mm-hmm. You know, the Business Pro. How are you going to manage to see where you need to tweak? Because maybe you won't be failing that fast like before, because mm-hmm. people really like it. But you could be missing on opportunities, not being as innovative as you should.
I think it's the same answer, which is we will just constantly look at what's happening with the business. We'll talk to the customers, understand their usage.
Now, when you say talk to them, what do you mean?
Oh, like literally talk to them. So we have...
You'll actually speak with them.
Yeah, no, we have... we call them listening posts. So
what will you ask them?
So we'll find some users that buy Evite Pro and use it, and we'll bring them into a room or do kind of an online conversation and say, what's working, what's not working, like what's clunky, what's not. So we have a perpetual stream of customer input. We call it our VOC engine, voice of customer engine, that's bringing insight into the business at all levels. Our customer support team or our kind of a product support team is one. We run Net Promoter, which is a very common methodology around customer experience. As an aside, we have probably a world-class Net Promoter rating, so it's in the vein. It's 80.
No way!
Yeah.
You're like better than Harley Davidson.
Yeah, no, it's in the realm of like an Amazon or an Apple for the core experience.
Congratulations. So, one, you've a little under 2 minutes left. You have gone into the philanthropy business to help the fabric of America. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I come from a belief that if you are lucky enough to be controlling a scale asset in the society in some way, shape, or form. And for me, it's I to be managing a business that reaches 100 million folks. I do believe you have a moral obligation to turn that to some social good. I do think there is a fourth stakeholder in the world, right? Yeah, there's your customers, employees, and shareholders. There is society at large. So one thing that we've done at Evite to take advantage of our scale is we have embedded donation ability into every single invitation. So if you're throwing an event, you can literally with one click add any of the hundreds of thousands of nonprofits that are in the world into the flow and raise money for them. And we've raised, we launched that a couple of years ago, and we just crossed the $13 million mark in terms of funds raised on behalf of social cause through our network. So that's one of the things I'm actually most proud of.
Well, you have a lot to be proud of that, of your new business model, of elevating Evite and being really part of the fabric of America connecting. And
yeah,
the world
thank
connecting.
You.
So anyone who wants to go to your website, again, what is that?
Evite.com.
Well, Victor, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
It's my pleasure.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, America. I'm Bill Peters, and may I say also hello to our friends in the UK who will be listening to this special broadcast. We're here today with Alistair Bathgate, who's co-founder and CEO of a company called Blue Prism. And we won't get into the high and the why of Blue Prism, but this is a company that has extremely rapid growth in the last few years. Tell our audience, what does Blue Prism do?
Sure. Well, hi, Bill. Blue Prism was the creator of a new software category that has become known as robotic process automation, which is a form of artificial intelligence that our customers use to build a digital workforce that's powered by intelligent software robots that enables them to replicate the work formerly done by human knowledge workers.
Alistair, as you know, a lot of people are out there in the workforce today are very afraid of AI and the fact that AI is going to take their job.
Mm.
But really, that's not really the case, is it?
No, it's not. There is a bit of a myth that this is a job killer, and that's not our experience at all. With the customers that we have are using the product no longer really for eliminating jobs and taking human processes and replacing them with some form of cheaper labor input devices like software robots. The reason that we're moving away from the nomenclature of software robots and thinking more about digital workers is the sophistication of how customers are learning to use this product. So, where there wasn't a human process before, let me give you a couple of examples. EY, formerly Ernst Young, is a large partner of ours, but they're also, people don't realize, a very large customer of Blue Prism as well. And they have more than 200,000 people worldwide, many of them booked to go on a training course. When they do, they get an email from our digital workforce that says, hey Bill, I see you booked on a course in Boston. Here's how you can book your planes. Click here. Please book your hotels in a timely manner. Here's three options that fit your parameters. That process wasn't done by humans before, but it's managed to save EY $400,000 a year in external travel spend just because people are booking in a timely manner. Another example, Schneider Logistics in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, yes, you told me about this before the interview. This is a really great story, folks. Go ahead.
Sure. So they send trucks making deliveries over all 50 states. And when a driver gets a telematic error message, it's impossible to know whether to pull over because the engine's about to blow up, or to keep on trucking because it's just a warning to have the oil changed at the next service. And so Blue Prism acts as a kind of interpreter, if you like, and feeds from a central database advice to the driver what to do. And when you think that you know, the impact of pulling over unnecessarily might be just a couple of hours delay to a customer delivery, which is bad enough, but it's the impact of not pulling over and the engine blowing can be, you know, tens of millions of dollars and then truck off the road for 8 weeks. So this is a very important process for them that drove, you know, 600 incidents in the year prior to automation down to zero post-automation.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, now I know you think of yourself as a small company. I'm looking at your business card, which on one side has all of your information in English and on the other side all of it in Japanese. So you not only have obviously offices in the UK and Austin, Texas, but you're really globally, right?
Yeah, for sure. So our US HQ is Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've got quite a few people in the UK. Asia Pacific is covered pretty well. You know, we've got offices in Singapore, in Sydney, in Tokyo. We have Germany and France and the Nordics covered. It's a global success story.
Tell us more about the connected RPA and how exactly organizations are using the software today.
Yeah, so I think the big trend is that people are moving from thinking about this idea of reducing labor input costs to getting better value for the organization. So that may be around closing revenue leakage. I mentioned Schneider Logistics earlier. Mm-hmm. Another logistics company that happens to be an airline uses Blue Prism to monitor the spare space in the bellies of its passenger aircraft because they can sell that for freight. And the sales force couldn't keep a handle on the complexity of people continually changing their route or moving there, checking bags, unchecking bags. Now the Salesforce gets a near real-time report saying, alert, there's space to sell.
We've got so much space, let's put some freight on.
Yeah, for sure. So, that's generating money for the airline. But if you think about it more widely, that's not just increased revenue. It's also a better service for the customer who's waiting mm-hmm. for stuff to get mm-hmm. shipped. And actually, it stops us, there's a lot of focus on environmental concerns at the moment. It stops us shipping empty space around the world as well. So there's even green implications.
Very good point. Well, so talk about how digital workers are becoming more intelligent with RPA.
excuse me. So I think, as I said before, there's a trend of movement, if you like, from humans teaching robots to digital workers that learn from human beings and from systems themselves. One expression of that is a product that we've just launched called Decipher. And Decipher at the moment is capable of dealing with semi-structured data for things like invoices and POs. So many financial processes start off with a picture of an invoice, and how does a robot make sense of that? A digital worker can look at that and retrieve information, and, mm-hmm. and let's say it's looking for an invoice number, but, mm-hmm. but there's no string, there's no thing on the invoice that says invoice number, but it may say reference number. It can then reference that up to a human being and say, does this reference number mean invoice number? And a human being can look at it and say, oh yeah, it does, okay. And the digital worker then will say, okay, I don't need to ask again, I'll know in the future, thank you for guiding me. So it's starting to learn and become more sophisticated. At the moment, this is available to semi-structured data, like the things that I talked about, but in the future we'll see this move towards unstructured data, things like legal contracts or newspaper mm-hmm. reports, whatever mm-hmm. you want to read.
Wow, this is the question I've been meaning to ask for the last 10 minutes, but you've got a crystal ball. Talk about the digital future. What do you see? We talked earlier about smartphones and obviously iPhones. What do you see happening in the next 5 years?
So I think digital technologies and AI and things like robotic process automation will form together into an ecosystem of digital labor in the wider sense. And I think that those digital workers will work hand in hand with humans. Workers. I think the threat to human workers is massively overplayed. I think there's opportunities for humans and digital to work together in enormously successful and exciting ways.
Well, Alistair, I must say this is very exciting. Once again, the website is blueprism.com, and I just can't thank you enough for being our guest today on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Bill.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.